107.7 The Island is your station for real music variety. If you hear a lot of oohing and aahing in the background, it's because the adorable, adoptable pet of the week apparently just made an appearance in the building.
Oh, yes.
Robin Mays is here. Hi, Robin.
Hello.
Hi. Get back in here.
Come here.
Have we seen this girl before?
I believe that you have.
And
but
she
looks a little bit different, doesn't she?
Yeah.
I recognize her by the tongue hanging out. I do.
That's Laura.
What's the? Oh wait, that's Laura. Well, it's so dark in here.
Well, I'm hot and I'm panting, so you know.
That's just Laura.
Robin, I want to introduce you visiting from Texas, but originally from Grand Island, is Stephanie is next to you.
Hi, Robin. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Good to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
What's the dog's name?
The dog, when she was here before, she did not have a name. She now has a name.
I named her Geraldine.
No.
Maybe that was
her. Her name is now Morgan.
Morgan. She's beautiful. Tell me the breed again.
Golden Retriever.
Golden Retriever.
And they just love everybody. She just goes from person to person.
Yes.
They're the party animal. Yes, they like to wear the party hat.
Party animal, Walmart greeter. Off.
If we can keep the tongue in the mouth, though, we'll be...
Well...
More sanitary.
That's not going to happen with this dog.
Voice for Companion Animals is a nonprofit based out of GI. Striving to keep pets in their home with their caring owner, they also have the most amazing pets available for adoption. To see a picture of Morgan, I would still rename her Geraldine. I don't know why. To see pictures of her and adoption information and to listen to this award-winning broadcast, go to the blog section of 1077theisland.com. Robin, do you have any events coming up?
You know what? We just finished the car show. Oh, my gosh. I learned something at the Island Area Cruisers car show.
I love learning things.
Yes. I learned that when you go there, you're expecting to see and you're hoping to see, like, your grandparents' car. Well, you know you're old when you not only see your grandparents' car, you see your car there. You know that you are now old.
It might be time to upgrade, Robin. He saw your own car at the classic car show.
Car going, oh man, that was my first car, and now I'm old.
That's crazy. It goes by fast, doesn't it?
Yes. But oh my gosh, that was so much fun. There were, what they say, over 110 cars.
Where was this?
It was at Stolley Park.
That's right. Yeah. I've been to that in the past. I don't know where I was on Saturday.
The Mother Nature cooperated, and so it was great. There was a breeze. It was a lot of fun. But we're focusing on our food pantry. We did Anna Mills this weekend, and we realized that our food pantry is low. So when we did our pet food drive here, we've got some great donations. So we're going to be taking those donations and going shopping for some cat food.
That's fantastic.
Oh, yay.
That's great. Thank you for what you do. Last time you were here, I was sensing a little, like you were a little overwhelmed.
It was a little bit overwhelmed, but we're getting there. We had 5 vet appointments in one day trying to get all these dogs that came in vetted. This one is now vetted and flea and tick free and adoption pending. And we're checking to see how that is going to work.
Oh, wonderful.
So we have some meet and greets, but we're making sure that... her needs are met, and we've got 5 others
Morgan.
That we've got meet and greets and adoption pendings and vet appointments, and we're getting there. And we had a cat, Happy. I don't know if you remember. Happy was here quite a while ago. Cream-colored cat.
Yes.
After over 600 days, Happy was adopted Saturday. So
I saw that.
We did a little happy dance. Get it?
Ah!
When Happy left.
You're so clever.
This portion of the huge broadcast brought to you by Pro Team Designs, designs that speak your brand for all your screen printing and embroidery needs, free quotes and superior service. Pro Team Design, check them out on Facebook, and they got a great website showing you the quality work that they can do. Go to proteamdesign.com. Robin, I imagine we had talked about being overwhelmed before. Is that it's the ebb and flow? It must come with the territory.
Definitely. Depending on what's happening, if right now with high temps, we're hoping everybody takes good care of their pets. And if you see something, see an animal in distress, say something. Call animal control, call the police. There's a non-emergency number, or call the emergency number if it is.
I want to say I saw a meme on Facebook and I copied it and made it my own. It says, if your dog is afraid of fireworks, now is the time to call your vet, not on July 3rd. Yeah, right. Get that done.
Yep. And I was at my vet because I have a dog I adopted several months ago. Haven't had him a year, so I did not know. And thunderstorms terrify him. So I thought, fireworks, I'm in trouble. So we've already got a plan for him. We've got calming music. We actually found a vendor who donated an MP3 player that we hooked to a Bose speaker to play its calming music for dogs. So we've got that ready and set up in the dog kennels. And I think we're going to go ahead and they donate the first one, you pay for the second one. So I think we're going to get one for the cat area too. So trying to keep everybody kind of calm because we're going to have a week of shooting off fireworks.
It's rough.
Yeah, it starts today.
They're gonna start booming them. It's okay.
You know, there's
I'll be prepared.
There's
we'll
something
prepared.
Something we don't think about. You know, you have your cat or your dog that might be affected by fireworks.
Yeah,
you have a shelter filled with animals.
Yeah, we just have to be prepared because some don't care and she does not care about thunderstorms. Others do.
I wonder if we can reach out to soundproofing organizations and maybe there could be a sponsorship there where they could soundproof your building. Although I don't know if that really helps because animals are so intuitive.
Their sense of hearing is and smell are off the charts.
Robin, thank you for coming in. Thank you for everything that you do. Thank all the volunteers for us.
I will. Thank you guys so much for having us every week.
See a picture of Morgan, the Irish setter whose tongue is always out due to
Irish
excitement.
Setter, golden retriever.
That's what I said. They're the same.
And no, they're not.
You could see a picture of Laura nagging me. And you can see a picture of Morgan / Geraldine, the pit bull mix. It's on the blog Chihuahua section of 1077theisland.com. Thank you, Robin.
Thank you.
France, man.
Good morning. What we have in mind is breakfast in bed for 400,000. We must be in heaven, man.
France, man. One man party in the morning. 1077 The Island.